The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 8, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 31st, 2009, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
So today, by the most auspicious mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, we have the opportunity to study Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, The Process of Creation, Text Number 8.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nunam Bhagavato Brahman
Hare Radbhuta Karmana Durvibhavyam Vibhati Kavibhishchapi Chaistitam.
Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O learned Brahman, the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful, and they appear inconceivable because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. Purport. The acts of the Supreme Lord in the creation of just this one universe appear inconceivably wonderful, and there are innumerable universes, and all of them aggregated together are known as the created material world, Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, Sri Panchatattva, Kijay. And part of this creation, and this part of his creation, is only a fractional portion of the complete creation. The material world stands as a part only, ekangshena stito jagat. Supposing that the material world is a display of one part of his energy, the remaining three parts consist of the Vaikuntha jagat, or spiritual world, described in the Bhagavad Gita as madhama or sanatan dhamma, or the eternal world. We have marked in the previous verse that he creates and again winds up the creation. This action is applicable only in the material world because the other greater part of his creation, namely the Vaikuntha world, is neither created nor annihilated. Otherwise, the Vaikuntha Dham would not have been called eternal. The Lord exists with Dham, his eternal name, quality, pastimes, entourage, and paraphernalia, are all a display of his different energies and expansions. The Lord is called Anadi, or having no creator, and Adi, or the origin of all. We think in terms of our own imperfect way, the Lord is also creative. But the Vedanta informs us that he is not creative. Rather, everything else is created by him, Narayana, Paro Vyaktat. Therefore, for the common man, these are all very wonderful matters for consideration. Even for great scholars, they are inconceivable, and thus such scholars present theories contradictory to one another. Even for the insignificant part of his creation, this particular universe, they have no complete information as to how far this limited space extends, or how many stars and planets are there, or the different conditions of those innumerable planets. Modern scientists have insufficient knowledge of all of this. Some of them assert that there are 100 million planets scattered all over space in a news release from Moscow dated February 21st, 1960. The following piece of knowledge was relayed. Quote, knowledge, unquote. Russia's well-known professor of astronomy, Boris Vorontsov Velyaminov, said that there must be an infinite number of planets in the universe inhabited by beings endowed with reason. It could be that life similar to that on Earth flourishes on such planets. Doctor of Chemistry Nikolai Zirov, covering the problem of atmosphere on other planets, pointed out that the organism of a Martian, for instance, could very well adapt itself to normal existence with a low body temperature. He said that he felt that the gaseous composition of Martian atmosphere was quite suitable to sustain life of beings which had become adapted to it. This adaptability of an organism to different varieties of planets is described in the Brahma Samhita as Vibhuti Bhinam. Each and every one of the innumerable planets within the universe is endowed with a particular type of atmosphere, and the living beings there are more perfectly advanced in science and psychology because of a better atmosphere. Vibhuti means specific powers, and Bhinam means variegated. Scientists who are attempting to explore outer space and are trying to reach other planets by mechanical arrangements must know for certain that organisms adapted to the atmosphere of Earth cannot exist in the atmosphere of the other planets. Easy journey to other planets. One has to prepare himself, therefore, to be transferred to a different planet after being relieved of the present body, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti deva vrata devam patrinyanti prati vrata bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajino pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. Maharaj Parikshit's statement regarding the workings of the creative energy of the Lord discloses that he knew everything of the process of creation. Why then did he ask Sukadev Goswami for such information? Maharaj Parikshit, being a great emperor, a descendant of the Pandavas, and a great devotee of Lord Krishna, was quite able to know considerably about the creation of the world, but that much knowledge was not sufficient. He said, therefore, that even greatly learned scholars fail to know about that even after great effort. The Lord is unlimited, and his activities are also unfathomed. With a limited source of knowledge and with imperfect senses, any living being up to the standard of Brahmaji, the highest perfect being, the highest perfect living being within the universe, can never imagine knowing about the unlimited. We could know something of the unlimited when it's explained by the unlimited, as has been done with the Lord Himself in the unique statements of the Bhagavad Gita. And it can also be known to some extent from realized souls like Shukadeva Goswami, who learned it from Vyasadeva, a disciple of Narada, and thus the perfect knowledge can descend by the chain of disciplic succession only, and not by any form of experimental knowledge, old or modern. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Marakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathan Vita Dam Sajiva Sadaita
Zavadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, Srila Prabhupada is making it very clear how to know the problem we have. You know what is our problem? We think we can know just by this rascal mind. This is called ahankar, false ego. We can't know anything by this rascal mind. We don't even know why we exist. And we want to hear from people like Charles Darwin. It's our rascal modern day society. Charles Darwin tells us why we exist. What bogus nonsense. Simply bogus. Hocus pocus bogus. If we can take advantage of the great sages, if we can take advantage of this Vedic wisdom, then we can understand why we exist. I remember when I went to college, they wanted me to choose a major field of study. What do you want to major in, young man? But they couldn't tell me why I exist. First, tell me why I exist. And then ask me what I want to major in. I mean, how can you even know what to do with your life if you don't even know who you are? I mean, it's ridiculous. They have a whole society based on ignorance. No wonder people are frustrated. No wonder people are taking drugs. No wonder people are taking guns and shooting people. They don't even know who they are. No wonder they're indulging in illicit sex. They're just trying to squeeze some happiness out of this complete mysterious confusion that they're caught up in. You see. So just see how important is this Krishna consciousness movement. Only here we find this knowledge, scientific knowledge as to who we are, where we've come from, what is our purpose for existence, what is our ultimate destination, and how we can achieve it as quickly and easily as possible in this very lifetime. Where else do we have such knowledge? Where else do we have such a golden opportunity to completely become free of all suffering, all illusion, all confusion, all delusion? Where do we have such an opportunity except at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Nandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada? So we should never feel unfortunate. We are the most fortunate people. This is even more fortunate than being Brahmaji. Nandabodhi Brahmaji. This is the most fortunate position. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we can understand how we are being favored by Krishna at every minute. Even the suffering of a devotee, he sees this is Krishna's favoring me, Krishna's blessing me. Even when he's sick, or old, or on his deathbed, a devotee sees how he's being blessed by Krishna at every minute. What does Bhagavatam say, 10th canto? Chapter 14, text 58. You know that verse? Tattenu kampam susamikshamano Punjana evatma grikam vimakam tadvagbhava burvidadang namaste jiveta yom mukti pade sadaya bhak. My dear Lord, those persons who are always awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them, who continue to suffer the reactions from their past misdeeds while constantly offering you respectful obeisances from within the innermost core of their hearts, are certainly eligible candidates for liberation. Indeed, it has become their rightful claim. So a devotee sees everything as Krishna's blessing. If he is suffering some disease, if he is suffering from economic difficulties or any kind of difficulties, he sees, oh, Krishna is blessing me. I'm burning off my past sins now. You see, getting rid of that burden of past sin. You see. You may say, but I thought when you got initiated, your guru takes all this sin. That's true. He takes most of them. But there's that 0.001% that you have to deal with. And we're so at even that 0.001%, considering how sinful we were, even that 0.001% is sometimes pretty awesome burden of sin we're still burning off, even after we're initiated. I mean, we were really, really sinful. Let's face it. I mean, you know, we don't like to hear it, but I mean, we were really, really sinful. Asadampa, you know, really, really low, you know, Naradhama, the scum of the earth, you know, really low class. But by the mercy of such an amazing Paramahamsa, you see, the greatest saintly teacher in the history of the universe, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, we've gotten this opportunity, we've gotten this ticket, you see. We've gotten this ticket for, what is it? Hare Krishna Airlines, you see. Direct non-stop service to Goloka Vrindavan. Right here from Kuala Lumpur, you see. It's just, actually, the flights, you don't have to go to Clea to catch this flight. You can catch it right here, Jagannath Mandir, you see. This is the real airport, you see. This is the, they have the international airport, we have interplanetary airport here, you see. We're giving out the tickets practically free. But there is one price you do have to pay for this ticket. Shraddha. You have to put faith in Prabhupada. You have to put your faith in the teachings of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. If you doubt Prabhupada's teachings, sorry, you're grounded. Can't get on the plane. You won't be allowed on the airplane. But if you can put your complete, total faith in the teachings of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharja Asta Tarasada Shishi Madesi Bhakti Vedantiti Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, then you have a reserved seat in first class section. Actually, it's the whole airplane is first class. There's no economy. Everyone has a first class seat on this airplane. Nice, comfortable seat. You see? So, we have to have that faith. The trouble is, we have so many doubts. That's the problem. How do we get free of these rascal doubts, you see? Well, we can remember Arjuna, what his technique was. He had a very nice technique for getting free from them. Karpanya dosho Pahata svabhava prichcham mitang dharma samudha cheta yat shreyansyam nishchitam bruhitan me shishashtehang shadimang dvam papanam. This is the wonderful secret given to us by Arjuna, you see. How to become free from doubt, you see. We simply have to humble ourselves before Krishna and the representative of Krishna, the spiritual master. Then, my dear Lord, I have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. I am confused about my duty. In this condition, I am begging you, please, 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 tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. Simply take up this mood. You say, but that's not my mood. I think I know everything. Well, you know what? You don't know everything. You don't. That's why you get the proof is you got a material. Me too. The proof is we have material bodies. That's the proof we don't know everything. We're prisoners. These material bodies are our prison uniforms. That's the proof that we're fools and rascals, you see. So, we have to take this mood of Arjuna, even if it's artificially taken. Put yourself in this mood, even if you're just acting like you're in that mood, you'll get the same benefit. What's the proof? My God, brother, Gargamuni, at 26 Second Avenue in the early days of this country, he thought, well, I am a natural man. I will not do anything here in this ashram artificially. I will do everything naturally. So when Prabhupada would come in, they called him Swamiji then. When Swamiji came down from his apartment to give the lectures there at 26 Second Avenue, everybody would bow down except for one person, Gargamuni. Because I'm a natural man. I only do what feels natural. So, but he had a little doubt. Well, I'm the only one who doesn't bow down. So he raised, during the question and answer, he said, Swamiji, when you come into the room, everyone bows down, but I do not bow down because it doesn't feel natural for me. Is that all right, Swamiji? Prabhupada said, you should bow down. He said, by bowing down, then you will feel natural. So he tried it. He said, well, Guru Maharaj Prabhupada has ordered me that I must bow down. All right, on the order of my spiritual master, I will do that. And sure enough, after he did that on Prabhupada's order, he felt like doing that. You see. So even if it seems artificial to bow down before the Lord and say, my dear Lord, I'm confused about my duty. I've lost all composure due to miserly weakness. Please accept me as your disciple and instruct me. Even if that seems artificial, you should bow down before Krishna, before Jagannath, you see. You should bow down before Jagannath and pray like them, as if you were in that mood of Arjuna. Even if you're not, just like an actor on the stage, just do that on the order of spiritual master. And you know what will happen? Because you actually have that pure humility buried deep within all those layers of ahankara, that real feeling will come. And it will become genuine. So, this is the process of Krishna. This is called sadhana bhakti. See, we're not in raganuga stage where it's a natural feeling. We do it on the order of the spiritual master. And by doing that, we clear away the crud, the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the envy. It clears away. And in the natural, pure, spontaneous calling out to the Lord in complete, total dependence, like a child calling for the mother, that becomes manifest. And we develop that humility before Krishna. Then what happens? Gyanena tutara gyanam yesham nashitam atmanaha tesham majityam bhajgayam prakashayati tattaram. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text number 516, Bhagavad Gita. When one is enlightened with that knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So if we simply take this humble spirit, bowing down before Krishna, what will happen? We will become enlightened. Our heart will become illuminated and we will see everything. We'll come to that point where we'll see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. Wherever we turn, at the temple, at our work, in that rascal freeway or tollway, you see, we'll see Krishna everywhere. Because actually everything is his energy. Everything is Krishna's energy. There's nothing that exists that is not the energy of Krishna except for one thing. You know what that is? Krishna. Krishna is energetic. And everything else is his energy. Everything you experience, everything you conceive of, it is all either the energetic or the energy. Krishna the energetic or Krishna the energy. It's all Krishna's energy except for Krishna himself. So we can connect with Krishna everywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is called Mahatma. One who is connected with Krishna 24/7. So how many Mahatmas is Prabhupada one in this movement? Just the sannyasis and the gurus? Or does Prabhupada want everyone to be a Mahatma? Prabhupada wants you to be a Mahatma. So now take your duty that Prabhupada has given and become Mahatma by being constantly absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24/7. Whenever Maya Devi comes sneaking into your mind, kick her out. Tell her to get lost. Or if you're powerful, you can keep her there and make her a devotee like Haridas did. Somehow or other, don't allow Maya to take over your consciousness. So, my time is a little limited today. I have to go lecture at the university, so I'll stop here and ask for any one or two questions. Yes. On the order of the spiritual master, do it. And by doing it, even though it feels artificial, the natural feeling will come. That's right.
Right. Yet on the other side, there's a chance of becoming a pretender. And Bhagavad Gita also speaks about pretentious activities. So,
right. So what's the balance between those two? Well, one should know that one should be honest and know what is one's actual position. That's the key. Should honestly know what is your fallen position. I mean, you may not feel like you may not feel like chanting 16 rounds even, you see. But someone would say, well, I'm not going to chant because for me it's being pretentious. You see? I don't really feel like chanting, so I'm not going to do it. So that's obviously wrong. But on the other hand, if you're chanting Hare Krishna thinking, yeah, I'm a great realized soul, I'm diving deep into the ocean of unlimited bhav with every syllable, that's also, you know, that's wrong also. So it's somewhere in between, that happy balance, you see. You have to humbly take shelter of the name, humbly take shelter of the following the instructions given by Srila Prabhupada, by your spiritual master, by your authorities, those you're working with, you see. It's a matter of being honest, really. A matter of being honest, and then you'll be okay. If one's sincere and one is honest and genuine, then Krishna will give you the intelligence to know. Just like that shloka, you know, 10:10. Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam pratti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So if one is sincerely trying, you see, to be devoted to Krishna, then he will give you the intelligence. What is the proper mood to be in at every minute? He'll give you that intelligence. You just have to be sincere. See, if you want to work for XYZ Corporation, they want to see that you can hit the ground running, you know, and crank out so many lines of code per hour, whatever. Sincerity won't get you the job at XYZ Corporation, you see. If you're not expert enough to crank out so many lines of, you know, C++ code within 30 seconds, you know, you're out the door. But in Krishna consciousness, even if you're a dullard like me, you see, somehow if you simply have to just be sincere, if you're sincere, then by Krishna's grace, you'll be allowed in and you can go back to Ganga. Even if you have no qualifications, absolutely no qualifications, just by sincerity alone, manifested in your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, always trying to think sincerely, speak sincerely, and act sincerely. One makes that endeavor, even though you commit thousands and millions of mistakes, if you just keep your sincerely, humbly trying to become perfect, then you'll make it. So that's not being pretentious. All right, one more question aloud, because I do have to go. Make it in time for the next lecture at the university. All right. You all are letting me go early. One question earlier. All right. So we thank you all very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.